W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Rocket Mortgage.
I'm Christopher Cruz in Washington. People in Buffalo, New York, are digging out from a once-in-a-lifetime bomb cyclone snowstorm. At least seven people have died in the city. WIBB-TV reporter Patrick Ryan says some residents are staying in hotels.
We've really only been seeing people coming outside of their hotels and where they're staying, taking their dogs out, and that's pretty much been it. We've spoken with a few people who spent days in their homes without heat and finally gave up and decided to make the trek to some of these downtown hotels to seek refuge. They said they saw cars scattered all over the streets, making it impossible for a lot of the plows to get down them.
Nationwide, the death toll from the storms is 38. A lot of folks didn't make it to their Christmas destination. Bill Scannell got stuck at SeaTac.
It's been an adventure. It really has. I finally got into to Seattle and tried to make a connection here. Failed.
Sheriff's deputies say vandalism at three electrical substations in Pierce County in western Washington initially cut power to about 14,000 utility customers. The sheriff's office says someone forced their way into the fenced area surrounding the substations and damaged equipment early Christmas morning. West Point will remove a portrait of the Confederate General Robert E. Lee from its library, says CBS's Linda Kenyon.
Before he led the Confederate Army, Lee served as the superintendent of West Point. But a Defense Department directive has ordered the Academy to address racial injustice and do away with installations that commemorate or memorialize the Confederacy. In addition to the Lee portrait, a stone bust of the Civil War's top Southern general at Reconciliation Plaza will be removed, as well as Lee's quote about honor at the Academy's Honor Plaza.
On a Christmas Day that featured dozens of Russian attacks in Ukraine, the people of Ukraine are not giving up. CBS's Ian Lee is in the capital, Kyiv.
Every single Ukrainian I've spoken with, young and old, has the same Christmas wish, for Ukraine to win the war. And while the death and destruction has dimmed the spirit of the holiday, that flame of resistance glows bright.
Four foreign aid groups are suspending their work in Afghanistan after the Taliban announced a sweeping ban on women working for the groups. Save the Children International's David Wright.
To have access to women and children, you need to have female health staff. And so if you don't have female health staff, you won't have access. It's just not possible for us to do our job if our female colleagues are not able to get out there.
Wright said the Taliban's order will reduce his organization's workforce and efforts in Afghanistan significantly. This is CBS News.
This hour's newscast is presented by Rocket Mortgage. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family?
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
The Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow The Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
Hey, Dad, your prescription will be ready in just a minute. Hey, Dad, your laundry will be ready in just a minute. Dad, your lunch will be ready in just a minute.
Hey, honey, why don't you take a minute?
When you help care for a loved one, you give them as much time as you can, making sure they're safe and comfortable. But it's just as important that you take some time for yourself. At AARP, we can help with information and useful tips on how you can maintain a healthy life balance, care for your own physical and mental well-being, and manage the challenges of caring for a loved one. Because the better care you take of yourself, the better care you can provide for your loved one.
Thanks, Dad.
Thank you. You're there for them. We're here for you. Find free care guides to support you and your loved one at aarp.org/caregiving. That's aarp.org/caregiving. A public service announcement brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Third
Thursdays at 11:30. We are joined by Dr. Michael McCutcheon, who is a psychologist, a lecturer, and additionally, he's won 10,000 fantasy football leagues and loves to help people make easy, free money. Dr. Mike fixes your life and your lineup.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
We have to really understand how critically important a time this is. Time for talk is over. The time for action is now. Because my voice has always been and will continue to be for people who don't have a voice.
Tune in to the Earl Ingram Show every Monday through Friday from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. Only on WAUK 540 AM, 101.1 FM, The Shaw.
A progressive voice from Beaver Dam to Kenosha. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUK Radio.
Savior of my sanity. Thank you, honey.
Thanks. Have a great week.
You are my medicine. You are my vaccine against COVIDiocy. Thank you, Eric. See you next week.
Have a great week.
All right. Love you, Eric.
Thanks, Eric.
Thanks. Have a good week.
Hi, Eric Bowler. Good morning.
Hey, good morning. Hey, I guess I'm the pretentious British.
Yes, yes.
Yes.
You are you represent the highbrow.
Yes. Right.
And rude pundit the lowbrow.
There you go.
I've decided I need to marry Eric Bowler. I know he's married me as kids, but
he's a man. Yes.
I don't care. That's my only solution. It's the only way I can survive the weekend. Eric, great stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
I thought I could do this, maybe not.
I tried to make it funny so that you might giggle.
Thank you, Chris.
Oh.
Okay, well, if you tune in for the chick that cries on the radio, you're going to get your money's worth today. Jody, thanks for coming, honey.
Of course.
Ah, okay. Well, I know. We're going to hear from all of our regulars today.
Yeah.
Because we're all obviously in shock. We've had a loss in the family. Eric Bullard was killed in a bike accident, as you probably know. Same day my dog Jamie died unexpectedly. So, you know what? You universe, first of all.
Who brought the tissues? Are there any tissues around?
I know. There are not. Is there extra charges for the snot today or no? Jody's going for tissues because that's what good friends do. Yeah. Okay. Jody's become like the, you know, harbinger of bad news. People are like, when I tune in and Jody's guest hosting, I know something horrible has happened.
Right, yeah.
So, yes, thank you, Gus. Now I can't, what day is it, Travis?
It's Thursday.
Ah, okay.
The longest week
this
ever.
This has been the longest year of my life, yesterday. Okay.
And by you mean this week, right?
Yeah. Oh, thank you, honey. All right. Okay. Napkins. Oh, do you need one too?
Yes.
Yes. Well, you're the one that did the montage to yourself.
I can go upstairs and get.
No, it's fine. No, thank you guys. You all said take all the time you need, and I said, you know, I can't. We have to be here for Eric because we've had a death in the family, and we're all, you know, what did we say, Travis, yesterday? Just the same words. We're all just shocked. We're numb. We're broken. We're just, processing like you are. And I think everybody knows how much we loved it. We were saying, Chris, he's our longest time. He and Carl Frisch are it's 16 years now?
Yeah.
No longer than that, I thought, but yeah.
Yeah, well, this version of the show is, he's been here since the very beginning, every Monday, and there's just going to be a giant hole in my heart and then, you know, and in my show. And, you know, every Monday at 7 Pacific is just, he is my sanity, you know, my rock, and it's the word I kept seeing on Twitter over and over is irreplaceable.
Yeah, absolutely.
He really is. There's nobody that does what Eric does, you know. Yeah. And, Bob Seska and I, Bob, hopefully will join us later as cyclists. We're just being killed in a bike accident is obviously close to home for a lot of us. And 57 and his wife and kids, my heart just breaks. But, you know, his work is so essential. And I just, like, all I can think of, Jody, is this, that we have to all be Eric.
Yeah.
We all have to be Eric. We have to, especially now, especially with our democracy hanging in the balance and the midterms coming up, like, we have to do this for Eric. It's our job to call out the truth, right? To call out in every way we can, to everyone we can,
mm-hmm.
right? To point out where the media is failing our democracy, right? And turn out in the midterms, you know, Eric will see it. Eric will see all the smirks wiped off all those pundits' faces,
yeah.
right? That, oh, the, you know, Democrats are definitely going to lose the midterms in a landslide, right? Let's prove him wrong, you know?
Yeah. And he's reunited with Fern.
Who's made many a video appearance on the Stephanie Miller Show.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. Also, my soulmate Jamie died.
Yep.
Really kind of unexpectedly, you know, Jody, all my peers have lived to 13.
Uh-huh.
I mean, giant breeds, their age range is 8 to 12, but all of my peers have lived to 13, and this was, Jamie's was just six.
Six, yeah.
And, you know, she's my cuddle bug. She's yeah. just in my lap on the, and she weighs a lot. In my lap, you know, in the bark lounger, she slept on my chest every night. I had to actually wedge my body under her 100-pound body because... she would be in my spot, so I had to wedge myself under her. And that's, you know, so you can imagine. It's just, I only noticed the lumps like 3 weeks ago yeah. or something. And in the middle of that, my mother fell and broke her leg. And I had to fly back to North Carolina. And so, oh, by the way, we got the cytology report back yesterday, the day after she died. And it was lymphoma. So that's okay. good to have that information. Now, a warning.
Oh.
This is my own sound bites playing in my head.
Yeah.
Anyway, long story, tests, you know, blood tests and cytology.
Now, a warning.
X-rays, didn't know what was wrong. I was waiting for results and, you know, finally took her to the hospital. And then that night I got the call in the middle of the night that they thought she was going to pass. And so I went and helped her over the bridge because she was suffering, you know. But it's a very aggressive, very fast moving. And they weren't sure. When the blood came back, they thought it could have been even a snake bite or some venom. And so I rushed her there thinking, you know, like, oh, maybe it's something unrelated to the lumps. And anyway, so, yeah, that was very fast. I guess that's the blessing that she did not, you know, suffer a long time. We've all had dogs that had long declines, but it's just such a shock. You know, it was 8 months ago. I lost Fred mm-hmm. and got Colonel Steve Austin, who was without Jamie Summers this morning.
Yeah.
It was really sad, but I got him to be Jamie's playmate because Jamie was so sad when Fred died, and now, you know, old Colonel's only 11 months old. And it's just the whole thing, you know. I came home, and he's smelling her all over me, and it's just sad and wouldn't eat. And dogs are so intuitive, you know, like he's sad too. So anyway, and then later the same day, we hear about Eric, and it's just beyond, feels like beyond bearing sometimes, right? I mean, mm-hmm. And I got to say, like, leading social media, I'm so happy and so proud, you know, that so many people feel the same way we do about Eric. And there's so much, just when I recover, and then Joy Reid did a shout out, and you know what I mean? It's just that he is such he's such an important voice. And I think, I don't know, it's hard to put in words. Like, everything would make me cry more. This one, hang on. I'm trying to get my favorites. This one, hang on. Who's this? Jim. Sorry, can't see through my tears. Jim tweeted, "Truly a loss for our world. He was the closest person in my lifetime to rival the impact of Edward R. Murrow. Ironically, as I looked up his name to verify spelling, I came to find out he also died at age 57 in April.
Oh, wow.
Rest in peace, Eric Bowler. You were our Edward R. Murrow." And then this one that I hope is true. Emmy says, "You told Eric each and every week that you loved him. You held nothing back. When he was your guest, he smiled like a happy child getting a gold star. You gave him your love and admiration every week. You could have done nothing more to show validation and love." I hope so. I hope he...
Yeah.
I mean, just Monday, you know? Like, you think if you knew that's the last time you were going to say goodbye, and then he did that extra quick, he can't wait to get off the phone
right.
with me, that he's been doing for 15 years.
That's true.
It was always like, okay, bye-bye. And he is already... And I was thinking the last goodbye was right too soon. Too quick, Eric. It
Eric,
was too
great
quick.
Stuff. We'll talk to you next week.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right.
Okay, bye-bye.
I had to find
we joked about that for 16 years.
Yes, we did.
Men cannot wait to get off the phone with me. Damn it, Eric, right? Figured his last one was too quick, too. You know, it's like he had to go just too soon, and I'm just so heartbroken for his. Yeah. He was about to celebrate his 30th wedding anniversary. Yeah. And
He passed away that night that we talked to him.
He did.
I know. It was Monday night, and I just thought of, he wrote that great last piece, you know, why is the media rooting against Biden?
Yeah.
And that I quoted from right on Monday, even after he was gone, I, you know, missed some of the, because, you know, we were saying he's so prolific that he would put out stuff that morning, which I prepped for the day before, what he'd done, and he'd already, done more. And he cared. He really cared, you know, and it's, anyway, just a heartbreaking, devastating loss.
It's worth pointing out, too, that piece that you're talking about and a lot of his pieces. Yeah. He read those pieces on pressrun.media. You can go there and hear him reading those pieces.
Yes. His voice. Yeah. He reads them in his voice at pressrun.media.
So that's if you want to remember Eric, that's one way you can remember him and listen to his words and how important they were.
Yeah.
And we have a whole bunch of them in the Stephanie Miller Happy Hour Extra podcast feed.
Yeah.
So,
Yeah. Okay. So this is not going to be a normal show.
No.
But, you know, we were saying that it's just, I guess everything going on, this genocide in Ukraine, it's just loss, you know, and we've all been through it. You know, Jody, I'm looking at you, and your sister's loss, I know, is so devastating for you. You've been through actually a ton of loss, and I'm like, you know, in the parking lot waiting to hear about my dog, and my brother, and I'm like, oh my God, no, not, you know, because my mom's 99, and she just... Right. Got discharged from the hospital yesterday from a broken femur. And I know where we are in that story, you know, and it's just like every time the phone, you know, you're in that place, every time the phone rings, you know, was waiting for, the veterinarian and my, you know, going, oh God, please let, so my mom, she already beat the odds, you know, it's like 50-50 that you even get out of the hospital at 99 after a broken femur, you know, so she's out and like in rehab yesterday trying to, and it's just, it's like her courage just kills me, you know. It's just like it's a lot, Jody.
I know, honey.
It's really a lot. But anyway, I know, and I'm like, I look at you. I look at a lot of people I know, you know, that we've all been through. And I, you know, by the way, if you want to call and share your losses, if you want to talk about Eric, we're sort of just gonna soldier through this today. So we've reached out to all our regulars. I mean, John and Frangelo we'll hear from tomorrow as we normally do on Friday, but otherwise we're gonna obviously Carl and Dana and everybody whose regular day it is, and then
Charlie
Pierce wore a beautiful piece, of course.
He did.
Yeah.
Called him the only what did he call him? Boy. It feels like that. Charlie's such a beautiful writer too.
He is.
Lord.
One of the only media critics who mattered has died at 57. So, yeah, we're all trying to get through this today. I'm sorry if I don't grab your tweet. There's just a lot. Rex said, there are no words to describe the shock and sadness we all feel about losing Eric. We need to honor him by carrying on his work. And that's exactly what I just loved hearing people say that and realizing that, you know, it's like, I mean, look at Obama being at the White House this week. It's like we're the ones we're waiting for now more than ever, right? Like, you know, you saw Obama, you know. You think, oh my God, hope again. Like, remember when we felt hope? And I just, Paladin just tweeted, I love all the regulars on the show, but for me, Eric Bollert was the person who set the tone for how I look at mainstream media political coverage. I don't think he's replaceable. That is true. One last, Lee said, Steph has a way of sharing her friends where I think they're my friends too. The entire Stephanie Miller audience has lost someone special to us. Condolence to Stephanie and Eric's family. It's what I said. I think Dana said, take more time off. And I said, I can't, you know, we're family. That's what you do, right? You're family, and we're going to have to get through this together, right? Don't give me a time check. I see you looking at your... Don't time check me today.
No, I actually got a text on my watch.
So. Okay. Don't anyone make any sudden movements.
Although we do need to break.
I have overstarted response. Okay. All right. And Carl Frisch, our other longtime regular, coming up first to talk about Eric. Yeah. Okay. 19 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by WOW. If ever there was a week I needed Genucel, this would be the one.
Yes. Well, yes.
I can barely smooth away those wrinkles faster than I can make them. It's like Lucy and Ethel in the Chocolate Factory. Oh, Lord. Anyway, I'm telling you, the stuff works. What else can I say? Particularly if you're
going through any sort of stress. It is ultra-retinol serum, right, from Genucel.
Absolutely.
Look, Travis is almost frozen in place. There he is. Okay.
Numb.
Okay.
Yeah. My face is numb. Thanks, Genucel.
Well, all age, men's, women's, all ages, we all use it. It rehydrates at a cellular level. I don't know. It's magic, and it's not harsh on your skin. That's all I know. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie now for 50% off the brand new Ultra Retinol Serum. You'll be amazed with the results or your money back. Genucel Immediate Effects thrown in there for free. That's that magical under-eye stuff. Go to Genucel.com/Stephanie. That's Genucel.com/Stephanie. Free express shipping, free returns, exquisite customer service. Genucel.com/Stephanie.
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Give Masterclass this holiday and get a second membership for yourself free. Unlimited access to online classes from the world's best, anytime, anywhere, at your own pace. With thousands of lessons from more than 180 world-class instructors, give that creative on the weekend friend of yours tips on how to make an epic film from James Cameron. Do you know a gonna-run-a-company type in your family? She can learn how to create a business with Richard Branson. Or maybe you're a post-everything-I-eat kind of person. Take lessons with Gordon Ramsay and cook a gram-worthy meal. These cinematic, on-demand videos are short enough to fit into your everyday life. Watch from your phone, tablet, living room, or just listen on the go in audio mode. This year, give someone what they've always wanted to do with a Masterclass membership and get a second one for yourself free. Go to masterclass.com/Stephanie today. Learn something new. Masterclass.com/Stephanie. Limited time only. Terms apply. One more time, go to masterclass.com/Stephanie.
By now, you know exactly what a medical alert device is. So let's talk about what we offer. One of the best prices for medical alert devices in the country. If you're on a fixed income, call our special medical alert hotline right now. You'll qualify for free equipment and our best price starting at $1 a day. That's it. You could have your loved one or yourself protected by the largest medical emergency response network in the country. If you need a medical alert system for your mom, your dad, you, or another loved one, call right now and start 24/7 protection for about $1 a day. With no setup fees, equipment charges, or long-term contracts. You've seen the rest. Now call Stay Safe now for our best price. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. 800-307-0603. That's 800-307-0603.
Thank you, and we're back. You know, when it comes to fighting crime, he's never going to roll over. He's McGruff the Crime Dog.
Roll over. You're okay, Joy.
Thanks.
And I got two words to make your neighborhood safer.
Uh-huh.
Coffee cake.
Ah, the old poison coffee cake trick. The crook takes a bite, falls down to the ground.
Oh, it's for your neighbors.
You want to poison your neighbors?
No, never.
Oh, thank goodness.
No. For 25 years, I've been given tips about preventing crime. One of them is to invite people over for a cup of coffee and share the problems you see on your street and what to do about them.
That's great.
You can invite your local police officer to help, too.
You know, I hear they're very fond of donuts.
Oh, that's just a myth.
Oh, well, I come to your doghouse for coffee cake in a safer neighborhood.
Now you're talking. You can cut down on crime by not just locking your door, but opening up to your neighbors.
Still, a 10-pound bundt cake dropped on a bad guy's foot could help.
It couldn't hurt. And go on to WePrevent.org for other tips could help, too.
A message from the U.S. Department of Justice, Crime Prevention Coalition of America, National Crime Prevention Council, and the Ad Council.
Bobby, you need to lose weight. Bobby, please quit smoking. Every time my family tried to save my life, it went in one ear and out the other. Until my Lupita found me lying flat on the porch one day. Poor Lupita, she's only 12. You know, I thought I was having indigestion. I started sweating, felt lightheaded, and I got scared. And then this pain in my chest, I couldn't breathe. I fainted. Thank God Lupita and my wife immediately called the ambulance because every second counts. Listen, take care of yourself. Your family needs you. Start cutting back on the fat. Start exercising. Walk, jog, swim, anything. Kill the smoking and live.
The American Heart Association reminds you while you still have your health, have a heart. Do it for them. Call your local American Heart Association or 1-800-AHA-USA1.
Stephanie Miller.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton is with us. Whole family is here. Family. Because Eric Bollert. I can't even say it. You know, it's weird to have it in my show prep. Right, Travis? Yeah. Eric Bollert, well-known writer and media analyst, killed by a train in Montclair in a biking accident. Diaz on Instagram. This one killed me. Montclair, New Jersey is mourning. Every time I ran into Eric Bollert in town, we would laugh about his segments on the show, how funny Stephanie is, how great they were.
Oh.
He was a fierce journalist and defender of truth. This is devastating. I was checking Twitter and stuff a lot yesterday because people were being so kind about my losing Jamie so suddenly. And I think I was the first one that saw it. I called both of you guys.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And you think it's a joke at first?
Yeah.
Someone said, rest in peace, Eric Bollert. And I thought it was some joke about the media. I was like, what? And then I saw Soledad O'Brien's tweet. Yeah.
I think she's the first person.
No, exactly.
She talked to Tracy.
I think Tracy let her do that. Yeah.
But speaking of people that carry the torch of truth,
kidding.
Like Eric, I knew if Soledad O'Brien said it.
Yeah,
that it was, I mean, obviously to hear her and Hillary Clinton and all of the people mourning Eric, that are anyway, but I called both of you guys immediately. You were recording with Bob Seska. You guys didn't know yet. I texted you. I don't know if I can remember. I called you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, and then it was like Carl and Dana. And, I mean, obviously it was. Soledad O'Brien tweeted, just got crushing news from Tracy Breslin, wife of Eric Bollert. He has died in a bike accident, age 57, adored by his kids, Jane and Ben, his dogs, biking, running, basketball, good friends, a fearless defender of the truth. Hillary Clinton tweeted, I am devastated for his family and friends and will miss his critical work. Here's something new I learned. He's 6'4". I didn't know that.
Yeah. I told Chris and Jody this morning that's the same height.
Yeah, he's the same height as Travis.
You don't realize that.
Well, he's handsome and romantic like you. Seriously, so handsome, right?
Smart. Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah. This Jersey thing where they were talking a lot, everybody saw him running and cycling. Yeah. He obviously was a handsome, mm-hmm. athletic guy. Yeah.
The first time I ever saw him was when we were on Current TV and doing the debate coverage. And I talked to him on every Monday, getting him on the line for the show.
Yeah.
For the longest time, and then we were doing debate coverage back in 2012.
And you were like, straight, damn it.
And I was like, I was like, I didn't know that Eric Bollert. I just knew him for his smarts. I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah. But this is from the Jersey paper. 6'4" Bollert was from a familiar figure around town on his daily runs. He loved to bike through town in the evenings. And it was, just some local color that he put a giant like teddy bear out because the kids loved it. It was talked about how much he loved, things that we didn't necessarily know because we weren't mm-hmm. close personal friends. We were very close professional friends for many years, but just stuff that about how much he loved kids and he loved to make them laugh and just.
We got to know him pretty well in our little discussions that we would have with
him. Prior to the show.
Commercial break when we talk.
We need to release a behind the music someday before the interview.
We don't record them.
I wish we would have recorded them. Yeah. But,
highly inappropriate.
We got to know each other so quite well.
Yeah.
And,
Well, it's fitting the first person is Karen in Chicago, who also talked on Twitter about how we need to carry on his work. We are the ones we're waiting for, right, Karen?
Absolutely. Stephanie, I just, first of all, yesterday was a perfect example about how we have got to cherish those around us, our furry loved ones and our human loved ones. And I am so sorry. I was shocked to hear about Jamie. I'm going through my own ordeal with one of my beloved kitties. Yeah. And it is excruciating and it is real. And I am so sorry about what happened. And it is a fast moving pathology. So, and not uncommon at that age, unfortunately. But I am so sorry for your loss. Yeah. And I wish I could get on a plane and give you a giant hug because the devastating news about Eric.
I know. I wish I could get on a plane. His family, I can't even imagine. Know. Thank you, sweetheart. Love you. I can't even imagine. All right, 29 minutes after the hour, Carl Frisch next.
WAUK 540 AM, New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
CBS News Brief. At least 17 people have died in the brutal winter storm that pummeled New York State, including 10 in Buffalo, where people continue to dig out from a once-in-a-lifetime bomb cyclone snowstorm that hit. WIBB-TV reporter Patrick Ryan says conditions do seem to be improving, though.
Visibility has cleared up a lot, but we're still dealing with those intense winds. A little dialed back, but the winds are still there, and the snow drifts that have been causing so many issues for plows and emergency responders. Cars are still stuck.
About 70,000 people gathered in Rome on Sunday to hear Pope Francis's annual address, says CBS's Lilia Luciano.
Pope Francis used his Christmas message to lament what he called the icy winds of war. Speaking to the faithful in St. Peter's Square, the pontiff pleaded for an immediate end to the fighting in Ukraine. He also called the invasion by Russia senseless.
CBS News Brief, I'm Christopher Cruz.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
We are joined by the 57th Assembly District Representative, Lee Snodgrass. Thanks for being here.
Listen Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. for As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
How do I need to adapt this based on what has changed since I first introduced it? Government does not move fast. I'm sure that's a shocker to all of you guys. Public policy doesn't change until public opinion changes.
Listen to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry right here on The Shaw, 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. What's your mind, Gene of Eau Claire?
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
What's your mind, Andrew of Detroit?
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underley said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
27% of the American workforce, and some even say 30%, were in unions who had representation and who clearly did not have to worry about whether or not they were going to get their fair share. But I'm definitely going to fight for people who get the short end of the stick in this society only because they don't have representation. That's who I am.
Check out the Earl Ingram Show every day from 8 a.m. to 11 a.m. only on WAUK 540 a.m. 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Alzheimer's diagnosis was hard to take.
But early detection allowed us to take control of the situation together.
Talk to your family about seeing a doctor. Go to alz.org/time to talk. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Anyone waiting for Rupert Murdoch to do the honorable thing is going to wait a very, very long time after someone who's watched him for 20 years.
It is the Stephanie Miller Show. Jody Hamilton is here with us because she is a good friend.
Yep.
Because there's a very good chance I will be unable to speak at some point. So we are remembering Eric Boldrick this morning. And also, if it seems quiet, it's because there's no barking from Jamie. Okay. I just have to say Aaron Rupar wrote another beautiful piece that... kind of what a lot of people have said, Jody, about, you know, most importantly, Bullard's sudden passing is a reminder that none of us can take tomorrow for granted. But, you know, he quoted from his last piece on Monday that I quoted from
piece.
And that we talked about, which goes to how critical Eric was. But he also, he's the only person that can help me survive Chuck Todd. He wrote, Sunday's Meet the Press Roundtable featured two segments with assembled pundits, Eric writes. One focused on how immigration might be a problem for Democrats in the midterms. The other on how Trump might be a problem for Democrats in the midterms. As usual, Biden's historic economic record was ignored. That's why, according to a recent poll, 37% of Americans think the economy lost jobs over the last year when it's gained 7 million. Just 28% of people know that jobs were up. Virtually all the Beltway coverage today agrees on this central point. When it comes to the economy, Biden's approval rating is taking a hit because Americans are freaked out by inflation. But maybe it's taking a hit because Americans are under the false impression that jobs are disappearing. Mm-hmm. Voters don't know what they don't know because the press isn't interested in telling them about record job success and an economy that is years ahead of where experts thought it would be coming out of a global pandemic. That's why exactly it's so critical right now. Before the midterms, with democracy hanging in the balance, you know, not just in Ukraine, here. Mm-hmm. And Eric's voice is lost, and we have got to step into the fray for him, you know. I mean, it's when you, people say, like, oh, that's what he would have wanted. It's like, you know, that's what he's wanted, because that's what he dedicated his life to, you know, is to telling the truth and to trying, and he really cared. And it's, we're not jingling today. Hi, Carl Frisch. Good morning. Brother Long. Longest time we had to figure that out yesterday. So I think we're 16 years, this iteration of the show, well, and you and Eric are our first. You've been with us since the beginning.
We didn't start having regulars until about 2009, though. This version of the show started in 2004.
Right.
We didn't start having regulars until about 2009.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know about Carl Frisch. If I had,
but Carl,
he would have been with
Carl
me since birth.
Carl and Eric started the same week.
And that was the original Right Wing World.
Right.
It was.
Yeah. That's right.
Yeah.
We had you on for Right Wing World.
Yeah.
I remember the first time we got the call. We were at Media Matters at the same time together, and we had been reaching out to Progressive Talk Radio to try and get our work out there. Yep. And we started listening to your show, and Right Wing World caught our attention.
And you didn't know that you'd be getting a 15-year booking, did you? Had you known what you were committing to, you and Eric?
Yeah.
No, but I remember at first it didn't start as a regular kind of weekly thing. Mm-hmm. And I got so jealous when Eric did start as a weekly thing.
That was by design. We always pitted you against each other.
Well, I mean, and that's the thing. I was like in my mid-20s when I started working with Eric. And I always admired I remember telling friends, I'm like, I'm working with a guy who used to write for Rolling Stone.
Yeah.
And that was the coolest thing in the world.
Yeah.
By the way, play your favorite music today for Eric. You know, Rude Pundit, who maybe will hopefully join us too today, talked about how they talked about their love of music a lot.
Eric worked for
Billboard,
Rolling Stone
too.
And Billboard.
Yeah.
Right. Something else that was also on Press Run.
Yeah.
I didn't always include it for you.
Yeah.
But at the end of every
end,
one
yeah,
of his
he
Press
always talked
Run
about
columns,
music.
Yeah.
He always had, the good stuff, which is good news, and the fun stuff was him highlighting some music that he had found that brought him joy.
Yeah.
So if you need
well, that's the thing,
playlist,
Carl.
He has
you know,
a playlist.
If you knew him like most of us all knew him as this professional hero of ours, you know, you just to learn more. I mean, unfortunately, too, sometimes in death. But just about the fullness of him as a man, you know, and a husband and a father. And, you know, it's just all of that is his love of stuff, you know, normal stuff outside of politics.
Yeah. And I remember filling in for him sometimes at conferences as like a speaker or a panelist.
Yeah.
And
oh, that's like when I had to follow Maxine Waters here.
Yeah.
I feel you, honey.
Reclaiming my time.
Yeah.
They would always give me his name tag. And I remember people walking up to me and being like, Eric Bowler? And I'm like, no. I'm sorry. So eventually I would just start crossing off his name and putting, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. It's not him.
It's not him.
Trust me, I did. It was a church in South Central, and I think the church was actually levitating after Maxine Waters spoke. And then they're like, and now here's a radio geek, Stephanie Miller.
Yeah, exactly.
Hi.
So, you know, my writing improved significantly because of Eric Bollert, his example, then also his pointers. So,
I mean, Charlie Pearson, Rude Pundit, and, you know, Bob Seska, everybody that You know, obviously all of the writers and amazing thinkers we have on the show are just, you know, Eric, it really is like the guy in the trench next to you just got went down, you know.
And his writing was so clear, concise, and sharp, you know. You knew exactly what he was saying.
Beautiful.
One of the best accounts to follow on Twitter for almost the entirety of Twitter's existence.
Yeah, and I mean, the way he could get, I mean, just like nobody else would gather facts and statistics and, you know, just to prove like a laser with the hypocrisy and the double standard and the both sides do itism. By the way, I found it. We have our very first annual Eric Bollard Award. Those just reminded me, but
the first story I saw.
Mickey Konst. Yeah, but I just thought Eric is probably was proud if he saw this.
Can we make his name a verb?
Left-leaning Fox News contributor Nomiki Konst deflated host Harris Faulkner's attack on President Biden Wednesday by reminding her that Trump's poll numbers were generally worse than the current president's during a segment about Obama's visit to the White House. Faulkner suggested the Democratic icon had returned because of Biden's falling poll numbers. Konst said President Biden got 81 million votes. He's received more votes than any presidential candidate in history of our country. I think he's pretty popular. That's it. Faulkner said, have you seen the polls? Nomiki said that number, his poll right now, is the highest Donald Trump ever reached in the polls. So you might want to check those numbers, too.
Yeah.
Good for you. We bestowed the very first annual Eric Bollard Award.
When you make a right wing media outlet eat it, it should just, I agree. I think it was Travis who just said it. I think we should call it bollarding.
Bollarding, yes. Yeah.
It's a verb now.
Bollard someone today.
Yes.
But it's true. It's you know, amazingly, Carl, just that stuck with me, that last number he quoted in his last piece on Monday about just the cold, hard facts that more people think we've lost jobs than gained them when we've gained 7.5 million goes to show you exactly how the media is failing. And without Eric here to, you know, point that out with his razor precision, I don't know what else to do. But all of us have to fill that void somehow. We have to take up his torch.
Yeah.
I don't think he ever wanted to do it alone. And I think that's one of the reasons that he came on the show every week. And it's one of the reasons that he started his little mini podcast and started doing his writing in audio form.
Yeah.
He certainly did not want to spend time with me and my ridiculous fart jokes. He lowbrowed so that I may highbrow.
He wanted everybody to hear it and everybody to take notice. And what was great about his media criticism was that he didn't just correct a story.
Right.
He pointed out where they were failing holistically, right? Yep. Where were they failing? What were they not doing over a period of time? He had a lockbox of a memory that went back decades of media
facts,
coverage.
Figures. Yeah, yeah. Just like a photographic memory. I keep,
seeing all of these outlets now praising his work is very, you know, I want them to praise his work in other ways too, by reflecting it in their coverage.
Yeah, like, you know, Eric is watching, right? Eric is watching, and it's. I have like Ericisms in my head all the last couple of days. Like, you know, one of like his quirks that I loved. He was always like, real quick.
Yeah.
And I thought, man, you know, if I'd known how quick it was going to be.
Yeah.
It's like, you don't ever need to be real quick. Because all his points were great. And he'd be like, real quick. Because he just wanted to get one more thing in. Yeah. And it, you know, was always. I thought, wow, his life was real quick. It was too quick, and it just all the jokes about him hanging up and leaving too soon, and I'm like, left too soon, you know?
Yeah, bye bye.
And also that he was the only adult human I knew besides Charlie Brown that used the phrase "good grief."
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he used it with like an exclamation point without yelling it.
Yes, yes, he did.
Good grief. Yeah.
He was also a really good radio guest.
Yes.
Really professional and.
Yeah.
Just
I was always so proud when I saw him on TV. It's about like he belonged to us, like an idiot. But I know when he was on TV because he's just so handsome and so smart and so just, you know, every show he was on, he just made it better, you know.
The great thing about his television versus his radio is there was significantly more joy on the radio for him.
People can let their hair down on the radio.
He also knew that he could get into it. Right. Television's a different beast, and he treated it like one.
Yeah. Well, when people give me credit, like, oh, I love people on your show, or, you know, you've introduced so many people, it's like, I'm the lucky one. I'm just lucky that, you know, I all of you guys, you know, I've always said that, that I think I have the smartest, funniest guests in the country. Like, I'm so lucky that I've had, you know, Eric Bollert would come on this show, you know, every week for so many years. It's just, it's what a joy, you know, what a pleasure to to expose him to the world. It's not it's me. It's that, you know, that he took the time for all of us to share, you know, just this blinding insight. And I think it's just the fact that we just talked to him Monday, Travis, that you just think, that's the lesson for all of us. Someone said, like, be kind. He always talked about that. Just the fact that you don't ever know. It's like it's the last time I was going to say goodbye to Eric Bollert, you know, on Monday. Right. And it happened that night. It happened Monday, you know. And it's, Lord. Yeah.
And, of course, I got, you know, about 10 minutes before I texted you, of course, I was getting dozens of texts from colleagues from Media Matters over the years, asking if I'd heard and commiserating.
No, it's like any death in any family, right? I saw it. I saw Soledad O'Brien. I called these guys immediately. I called Jody. I got, you know, text from you and Bob Seska, and Dana Goldberg. And, you know, I mean, it's just, it really is. It's like, boy, does bad news travel fast, right? Because I think, and also I think all of us were so in shock and disbelief. We were like, is this really real? This can't be, you know, there's, it's that denial that comes first, right? Where you're like, no, this can't be right. Carl, what, you know what? It also hit me that we're all family, that this could be all of us one day. So, you know, just saying, and all the rest of us will be talking about. And seriously, put bubble wrap around each and every one of you. It will break me. I cannot take any more right now. Bubble wrap around all of you. Lord. All right. Carl, thanks, honey.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Love you all.
I love you too.
Love you too, Carl.
Okay. Stay safe.
Hang in there.
All right. Oh, a little shaky. 46 minutes after the hour, this portion of the show brought to you by my Cozy Earth pajamas and my sheets. I needed them. I needed softness last night in the harshness of the world. Okay. I'm just saying what's the temperature regulating?
That's
the thing that's important.
Yes.
You know, when you're going through emotional stuff, you feel like it's like menopause all over again, Jody. You know what I mean?
I know.
Hot, cold, hot, cold.
It was hot here last night.
Been hot the last couple of days.
Yes.
Right. Well, that's the sheets and the pajamas. They are made from viscose, from bamboo. So they're the softest, the most luxurious, the best temperature regulating sheets and jammies on the planet. That's why they have made Oprah's favorite things list 4 years in a row. And you have 100 nights to sleep on it. Wash it, try it out. If you're not completely in love, send it back for a full refund. Check them out now. Save 35%. That's a bar and a goon. Cozy Earth bamboo bedding. Hurry. Offer in soon. Go to CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie. Save 35%. That's CozyEarth.com. Promo code Stephanie.
What in God's holy name are you blathering about?
It's the Stephanie Miller Show.
Looking to score a few extra points by giving the perfect gift this holiday season? I've got two great ideas, certain to have family and friends bragging about how thoughtful you are, and both are from Cozy Earth, the brand that made Oprah's favorite things. First, Cozy Earth luxury bedding. I own a set of their sheets. You cannot believe how soft they are. They are not only super soft, they're made from the finest premium viscose from highly sustainable bamboo that makes them naturally temperature regulating, so you'll sleep comfortably year-round. I sure do. And second, anything from their luxurious loungewear collection, including soft and stylish bamboo pajamas, joggers, tees, and more. While you're there, check out their premium plush and waffle bath towels. You're going to love those, too. And every Cozy Earth bedding item comes in a very cool, reusable canvas bag. Save 40% right now on Cozy Earth. Hurry, holiday offer ends soon. Go to CozyEarth.com. Enter my promo code Stephanie at checkout. Save 40%. That's CozyEarth.com. Type in Stephanie, CozyEarth.com.
Hey, Pack Rat. Yeah, you. Are you moving cross-country and you just don't know who to call? Call us right now. Listen, you've probably seen one of our containers in your neighborhood. But did you know that we can help you move anywhere in the United States? It's real simple. We'll drop a container off at the location you tell us to bring it to. You pack up your valuable possessions at your leisure. They stay safe right in your home. And when you're ready, call us. We'll come and pick up the container and give you a scheduled date of when your furniture furniture and the other possessions will be at your new home. So if you're moving across country or across town, be a pack rat. Join the pack rat family. Call pack rat right now for your free quote. See y'all later, pack rats.
800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. 800-334-5468. That's 800-334-5468.
At a wedding reception, Bill shows the telltale signs of being wasted. In the moment, Bill decides to knight himself, Sir Parties a Lot. He begins his champagne toast with, "So the groom and I meet five cheerleaders in Cancun." Then he asks the bride if she should really be wearing white. He tells family friends he's a love doctor. On the dance floor, he rips off his tuxedo shirt. He swings it over his head and asks the photographer, "Are you getting this?" He dives on the floor and does the worm. Bill tells the best man he'll see him at the after party, and the best man's sister at the after party.
It's easy to tell if you've had way too many to drive, but what if you've had just one too many to drive? Never underestimate buzz driving is drunk driving. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
Oh, hello, special lady. I think it's time for a little one-on-one conversation. Talking about my baby, baby. Oh, not you, baby. Our baby, baby. A recent scientific studies of lactation. Magical lady, gotta get down to business. Gonna turn the lights down real low for a slideshow on childhood disease resistance. Wonderful woman, if you do breastfeed, a little baby will be at less risk for respiratory illnesses. Hey, I'm just talking about breastfeeding. Educate your sweet self at 800-994-WOMAN or 4woman.gov or talk to your healthcare provider. Babies were born to be breastfed exclusively for 6 months. This public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department.
News has been getting people killed for years. I mean, just look at their crusade against affordable health care, their crusade against expanding Medicaid.
It is the Eric Boland Show today.
Yep.
Not very ably co-hosted by Stephanie Miller. And Jody Hamilton is here as well. Rob Reiner tweeted, in honor of Eric Boland's passing, "I suggest a change to the Washington Post's headline of latest Trump interview. Trump deflects blame for January 6th. Silence says he wanted to walk to the Capitol. It should read, 'Trump spews incoherent pile of bull.'"
Yeah.
That's the shirt I'm picking for tomorrow. We call BS. It is up to all of us now to call bull, like Eric would, on the media. And I went with Love Not Hate. Love Not Hate makes America great. Because that also, by the way, Ketanji Jackson Brown will be confirmed today.
That's a good day.
That is a good thing.
That
is something Eric's smiling about, right? Yeah. Despite, and can I just say, our friend Jamie Harrison, good for him. I like that he just is like, you know, not just on this show, but out there. Like, say he called Tom Cotton a maggot-infested little man. I mean, is it me? I just, through all the stuff I'm going through personally, Jody, just, I think it makes my heart, my soul hurt how despicable these Republicans are. I mean, not only is not my dad or Goldwater's party anymore, they're just despicable people. They're just despicable.
They are.
What was Tom Cotton was basically saying, you know, she's a Nazi sympathizer.
Uh-huh.
Like, oh, she would have defended the Nazis at Nuremberg. I can't. Right. And the rest of them are basically calling her, you know, whatever they're calling her, pedophile or pedophile protector.
And they're also calling the Fraternal Brothers of Police that, since they support her.
Yeah. Yeah, Jamie Harrison held nothing back. He called Senator Tom Cotton a little maggot-infested man for his insinuations against Ketanji Brown Jackson. It really is the at long last have you no decency.
Exactly.
I mean, they know she is unbelievably qualified and honorable and a decent person. It's just, Okay. And who is it? Josh Hawley? I mean, all of these despicable creatures. Like, they confirmed people with the exact same sentencing guidelines for child porn or whatever it is. In the meantime, they're, you know, legalizing child rape or child marriage in Tennessee. Mm-hmm. It's like, give us a
They know that she's qualified. They just had to say that so they could fundraise off their base.
Yeah. But this is not normal. This is not, to call someone a Nazi sympathizer and a pedophile because you're, it's, okay. Right. In a Senate where there is a, Harrison said, in a Senate where there's Ted Cruz and Lindsey Graham, Tom Cotton is the lowest of the low. I had forgotten. He invoked the story of Cassandra Butts, who was a good friend of President Obama, who he nominated to be ambassador. Mm-hmm. Cotton blocked Butts' nomination back then, and she claimed he once told her he was doing that because he knew Butts and Obama were friends and he wanted to, quote, inflict special pain on the president. She died of leukemia after waiting 800 days to be confirmed and never was. Boy, I got to say, Judge Brown being confirmed today is really like Judge Jackson, excuse me. It's like a lot of karma for a lot of people, right?
Absolutely.
Love, not hate, makes America great. Anyway, he said, Jamie Harrison said, it shows you who this little maggot-infested man is. He does not deserve to have that pen. He does not deserve it to be in the United States Senate representing the good people of Arkansas.
Mm-hmm.
Rose in Chicago. Hey, Rose, welcome.
Hey, Steph. Hey. Sending all my love to you all.
Thank you.
Hey, I have two things to say, one about Eric Bollert and one about my dog that passed recently.
Okay.
First, this is a text that I sent into another show yesterday regarding Eric Bollert.
Yeah.
The right wing creates the narratives. The right wing media perpetuates those narratives. Eric Bollert called them both out. So sad he is gone.
Yep.
So that's what I sent.
Sums it up.
And this is about, I was going to say, this is my six-year-old dog that I adopted when she was two.
Yeah.
Died suddenly a few months ago. Same kind of scenario.
Yeah.
She stopped eating, started losing weight. Within 3 weeks, she was gone.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, I don't want to make light of this, but unfortunately, in her case, it was a tumor.
Yeah.
My daughter's actually a veterinarian, so she sees that kind of stuff all the time, and it still hit her very hard.
Yeah. So, well, you know, if you've had dogs for a long time, you know, and Jamie had like skin irritation stuff or she'd have medicated shampoo. And so, you know, you think, oh, it's a little skin thing, or they get, as they get older, fatty lumps or all kinds of things. And so, you know, I had started texting. I have a mobile vet because Jamie's never been able to get in the car because she was rescued, I think, too many times. So anyway, but yeah. And so I've been trying to get my mom in the middle of it. But you're right. It is lymphoma in this case is so fast moving that I know I've done all the Catholic guilt things like, I'd gotten her here 2 weeks ago. And it's, yeah.
Yeah. And then when she stopped eating, you think, does she not like the dog food anymore or something?
Oh, no.
Like
Jamie
that.
Never stopped eating biscuits, including the last day.
Yeah.
Never.
Oh.
No, she was eating, walking. That's why I didn't know. You know, I didn't. We were waiting for blood tests and all that.
Yeah. The thing, too, is that we started noticing toward the end, her poop. He'd talk about poop.
Yeah.
But
that always makes me happy.
Turning a really funny color.
Yeah.
But sending you guys all my love. So sorry about everything.
Thank you, honey.
Take care, everybody.
Yeah, you too, sweetie. Thank you. Yeah. Poop was fine.
Well, that's good.
No, it's all that
Thanks
stuff, right?
Body.
They ask you vomiting, diarrhea,
right,
all, there,
all
that stuff.
Things,
and nothing was, it was, she's wagging right up the last day, you know, and... So by the time I brought her in, that's what I was, like I was saying, that the first vet was afraid that it was a venom or a bite of some sort. And
makes sense.
Yeah. Anyway. All right. Well, this is happy clappy, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
All right. We have a cavalcade of regulars and others that want to talk about Eric Bollert. And whatever you want to share, talk about Eric, your loss, whatever. We're in it together. Jody Hamilton's here 48 minutes after the hour. 58 minutes.
It's okay.
Boy.
It's okay.
You're listening to the best of the Stephanie Miller Show.
Fear you may be missing out? We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. Enjoy listening live or catch up by finding the podcast at civicmedia.us or wherever you enjoy listening to your podcasts.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show. And we are now on the air in Waukesha. Live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at TheRickSmithShow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m. right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
My Shiro always goes the extra mile, stretches every dollar, puts others first. But now it's your time, Mom. Get free tips to help boost your retirement savings now at aceyourretirement.org.
Brought to you by AARP and the Ad.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.